Yo, this is Zonda_01, and I'm a bit hyped up at the moment because I'm rewatching, I hasten to add, Lost. The best TV show I think ever made. In my humble opinion, I can't think of another TV show that incorporates so many genres and so many different elements to make this one huge story. And I just absolutely love Lost. And I did, because I live in the UK, I did get up at about 5 a.m. on the day that the final episode was aired in America to watch it over here to see the final ever episode. And I loved it, I really did. So I've made myself rewatch series 1, 2, and I'm now on series 3. Just finished watching Exposé, which is a slightly different episode, considering, but it's actually one of my favourite episodes, because it is just, you're left with this this cliffhanger in the previous episode, and then you sort of hope that it will be answered in the next one, and it's just a completely different thing. It's just like, whoa, where did this come from? And it's really good to go back and watch Lost, because there's loads of bits that you miss out, and you sort of think, oh my god, he's there, and this is this guy, and oh, what's she doing? And you sort of recognise them from the final episodes, and it's very, very interesting indeed. I must admit, the main elements in season 5, failed to convince me. If you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it for you, but I think any fan or anybody who's watched Lost, the main element of season 5 failed to convince me. And having rewatched seasons 1 and 2 and half of 3, there's sort of elements that hint towards it, so it makes it that much more believable. I mean, the thing about Lost is, because you watch it and there's so many different things going on, it's impossible to concentrate on all elements, and you're sort of thinking about one thing, but there's another thing going on, so that's why it made it very difficult for me to get into season five, because I didn't really believe it. But having gone back and watched it, the believability has just gone up, in my opinion, because there's just so many different things that hint towards it. And I think any TV show, I think that's a great thing, if you sort of hint towards the ending, or if you hint towards certain elements that are going to quite possibly be conceived to be ridiculous in the later seasons. If you hint at that early on, then you've sort of got it made for you, really, because you sort of say, well, you know, this was coming all along. I'm really enjoying it, and I've just finished watching Exposé, and a great episode. I'm thinking of doing like a little review on each episode. It would take quite a while, though. And I found out my new favourite website, Lostopedia. I don't know why I would do a review on each website when there's Lostopedia. But it's just great. And I miss having someone to watch it with. I know lots of Lost fans, but they don't live near me, or, you know, they're not the kind of, you know, they're in Canterbury, or they're in, there's one in Scotland, and, you know, I'm down on the south coast, so it's difficult, because it is such a great TV show, and I think everybody should watch it. So that's all. I wanted to dedicate this audio to Lost, because I love it. That is all. Ciao.